play nothing but the best in entertainment. This is
Rush Grooves, only on Bone Fantasy Radio.
Hey, what's up? What you doing here? Anyway, listen, I know you're wondering what I'm doing with the suitcase, but it's not what you look like. I'm not bailing out of Team Fantasy. I just need a damn vacation, okay? I have been running around like crazy. You know, the show is blowing up. Show's getting crazy. You know, I love Crush and I love Black Reporter, but I need some time alone. I got to go. So, what I'm going to do is I'm taking myself a virtual vacation, okay? I would invite you along, but the plane's about to leave. I got to go. I got a jet if I want to get to this airport on time. I got to catch my flight. But if you see Crush in them, please, I'm going to call her. Just don't, you have not seen me, okay? Please, I don't want any drama. Just, you haven't seen me, okay? All right? And I'll bring you a nice little T-shirt back from where I'm going. But, I know I ain't saying where I was going. I'm not. So, therefore, I will bring you a nice little T-shirt when I get back. Peace.
What's going on, everyone? This is the Super Fluffy Flirt, Miss LaCrush Hearts, coming to you live on another Thursday afternoon. And I got my co-host here, Black Reporter.
Well,
you with me, Black Reporter?
The thing is, I'm saying she just left the first floor. They can't like that.
Yep. See. Black Reporter.
Shh. Yeah.
Just, what's going on?
I'm just wondering. She just left the first floor vacant like that. She did.
So
she
Black Reporter,
right?
You could just say hi. Just say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
We got a plan here, Black Reporter. We stick to the plan. Just
okay.
Stick to the plan. Just
okay.
Say
okay.
Hi. Let's,
okay.
You know, we're not supposed to know about this. Did you not listen to it?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, you guess? Okay. Anyway, folks, welcome to Crush Girls. This is LaCrush Hearts.
And this is Black Reporter.
Black Reporter, right. We are here for another awesome episode. We have a brand new thing that we're representing today. Before we get things started, we have to find out where our first floor tenant has gone. She's not here. We don't know where she's at. She's normally here on time. But we need to find out where she's at. Black Reporter, the thing I love about BTR the most is the fact that we can find out where our tenant's gone.
Oh, we can?
Yeah, we can. You
and
didn't
how
know
are we
going
to do that? No, I didn't.
The same way I found out how you was going. We're going to call her up. Right. See how that works, Black Reporter? Oh.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So let's see if we can find our co-host, the first floor tenant. Rain's not doing nothing, but, you know, just want to know where she at and what's she doing. On that
okay.
Note, let's see if we can find her. It's ringing. We're trying to find.
Yeah. Let me get a hello.
Hi. This is LaCrush and Black Reporter.
Good evening, madame.
Oh, hey, what's going on, y'all?
How did you forget about us on a Thursday at 9 o'clock? Where are you?
Oh, listen. No, let me tell you. I was supposed to come up and drop the rent, right? I know. But, you know, listen, things just got complicated. And Wait a minute. I'm in McDonald's. Hold on.
You're in McDonald's.
McDonald's.
I don't want that. No lettuce. No lettuce. Okay, I'm sorry. I kind of had to break for a second. But yeah, what's good? Today's the show, right?
Yeah. It's been that way for a while now.
Listen, truth is, I was going to tell y'all, but listen, things got a little hot. You know, I had a horse that got a little out of line. So I had to kind of break for a second. I needed a vacation, y'all, for real.
Wait, you just started.
And you looking for a vacation?
Vacation?
No, come on, you know, the show's been doing good. You know, we got a lot of good things happening on and popping. We got a lot of support. But it's just that, I just need to get away for just a minute. You know, it was starting to get overwhelming. And, you know, I just need to get away, y'all.
I want to go on vacation as well. Black Reporter, don't you need a vacation too?
Of course.
Right. So, wait, what happened? I'm still lost.
I'm sitting right here in the McDonald's in the airport now. You know, my flight was delayed. You know,
airport delayed.
I was trying to get out of here. See, I was supposed to be chilling before y'all even caught me. I was supposed to be like out of this hemisphere. You know what I'm saying? But
we talking that kind of vacation.
Wow.
Yeah, I was supposed to be out of here.
Black Reporter. That's not the point. The point is, she was going on vacation without us. She didn't leave a note. She didn't tell us. She just.
I didn't leave a note.
Where?
I told. What you call her? I left a note with the doorman downstairs.
The
doorman. We have to do everything together.
We don't have to do everything together, but I thought it would be a company thing, you know, team fantasy, going on vacation, having a little fun.
We had a group where we discussed things of this nature.
Right.
You know what? Every time I be asking y'all to go somewhere, y'all ain't never got nobody. But you know what? That's neither here nor there. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to come on down, then come on down. You know, my problem ain't really with you, Crush, because, you know, you be on point. Black Report ain't never got nobody. And, you know, I'm tired of paying for them. So you know what? If y'all want to come down. The flight is delayed for like another hour. How fast can y'all get down here?
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I can get down there. Black Reporter, I'm going to come get you, and we're going to go to the airport because we need a vacation, too.
You're right.
Black Reporter, you can do this.
If worse comes to worse, we can broadcast it down there.
Exactly, Black Reporter.
I didn't even think
you
about that.
You were reading my mind.
All right, my bad. If y'all want to come, you know.
We want to come.
Come on.
We want to come.
All right.
On,
so listen.
What?
Meet me at gate number 4. I'm at gate number 420. Come down to gate pool number 420, and I'll be right there waiting for y'all. But y'all got to hurry up.
We got to hurry up.
Okay.
All right, folks.
Okay,
y'all heard it. We got to hurry up. We got to get it. All right, Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm coming to you, Black Reporter. I'll be to you in 15 minutes. Okay, Lion, 10 minutes. I'm being you 10 minutes. Have your bag packed. We can buy stuff when we get there. You know, just put drawers and T-shirts in there. Okay, folks.
I'm going to
get Black Reporter, and we're going to take Black Reporter and myself, and we're going to meet up with Brick. And when we come back, we're going to give y'all the full update of what's going down. Once again, you can give us a call at 805-830-8320. Press that number 1. I'll let you on. As a matter of fact, if you can get to the phone lines right now, you can come with us and meet us at the airport.
Yeah, you can push them.
We could make this a Crush Grooves virtual vacation.
Fancy radio show vacation.
Right. On that note, I think we should play some music and, you know, get ourselves in a mood. And what better way to start that off but to depart myself? All right. Black Reporter, get ready. I'm on my way.
All right.
Hurry up. All right. I'll be waiting for you. Okay. All right. Yeah, 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 yeah. Dirty, yo, 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 yo. The sound of all I met, the whole world knows. If I'm a gal, I'm up to date to deport them. Can't keep up to the trend to report them. If I know the muggle inside, we don't court them. But if I the big beauty queen, we support them. Again, if I'm a not up to date to deport them. Can't keep up to the trend to report them. If one of the muggle inside, we not court them. But if I the big beauty queen, we support them again. We not sorry. I don't see what they got them in a every territory. But we have to start keep them in a category. Mandatory. All we got them up if them up ready. Can't keep up to the ten man a lefty. But man not sorry, cause we done dignitary. Done legendary. Now y'all want to marry. One thing we have to tell them necessary. Big up on ourselves. If one of got it from a girl, not up to date with the poor them. Can't keep up to the ten to report them. If one of the muggle inside, we not court them. But if one of the big beauty queen, we support them. Again, if a woman not up to date with the poor them. Can't keep up to the ten to report them. If one of the muggle inside, we not court them. But if one of the big beauty queen, yo, Rafa, man, a rare. Walking all the girl, they make them feel well merry. Not imaginary, no for them, I tell me very. Sex to them well, want does to come very. But we have to tell them one thing customary. Keep it tight, just like the military. And make sure your style extraordinary. 3, 4, 5, girl in every sanctuary. So maintain your eye, your carry. From a girl, I'm up to date with the poor them. Can't keep up with the trend to report them. If one of the muggle inside, we not court them. But if one the big beauty queen, we support them again. Oh man, I'm up to date with the poor them. Can't keep up to the trend to report them. If one of the muggle inside, we not court them. But if one the big beauty queen, them.
So how to keep up, sing it up like you don't care. Make them know I'm your nice nifty girl. Move your waistline and make your extra nails. Muggle make him see you not expensive here again. Jack it up, sing it up like you don't care. Make them know I'm your nice nifty girl. Move your waistline and make your extra nails. Muggle make him see you not expensive. Give me why you call him. Make him see the prompt away my name. And up for what I reckon see where him can't resist. Y'all bother him. Make him take time off for a minute. You're sweeter than him. I see you assign and bless. Entice him so he can remember the previous. We're something tight and make you see the emphasis. Y'all smile him and make sure him guide them straight. A union is fantastic. Tell me why you jack it up, sing it up like you don't care. Make them know I'll be a nice nifty girl. Move your waistline and make your extra nails. Muggle make it see you not expensive. Tell me why you jack it up, sing it up like you don't care. Make them know I'll be a nice nifty girl. Move your waistline and make your extra nails. Muggle make it see you not expensive. Tell me why you muggle with your new man. Lean up on your bench. Champagne and enjoy it with your friends. Don't stop show up until your ex gets sense. Cause you a go with the flow and a move with the trend. You a tease him the way how your state scares him. You must try to say that you get the backing from your friends. But now please him. If you want to come back, find your ends from them style that your ends get sense. Tell me why your jacket up, fling it up like you don't care. Make them know I'll be a nice nifty girl. Move your waistline and make your extra nail. Muggle make him see you not expensive. Give me why your jacket up, fling it up like you don't care. I wanna wine and dine and say to you.
Oh my God. Black Clearwater.
Yes.
Black. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready to go? Gotta head to the.
Ready to go.
We got a half an hour to get there. We gotta get to the airport. We gotta meet Brick. What gate was it again?
440.
440? Was it 440?
Yeah.
440. Okay, gate 440, or was it 420?
No, 440.
440. Okay, gotta get to gate 440. You got your passport? I don't know where we're
yes,
going.
Ma'am.
I don't know what's going on, but we're going to get our,
but she said,
get our passport.
She said it was in a different hemisphere, but we know we need
okay.
passport.
Right, okay. So I got my passport. You got your passport.
I got mine. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's see if we can get to.
Wait, Brush?
Gotta go, Black Clearwater. You wanna get some book?
Me on the beady, bony, beady, bony, beady, beady, bony, beady, beady. Me on the passport, money, Philly visa, funny. Want a permanent stamp for it, a sex in the city. Want a permanent stamp for it, a permanent stamp for it, a permanent stamp for it, a sex in the city. And Marie, y'all don't stop, they do over we and Marie. Long time the girl want the money, and Marie, the girl don't stop, cry like a babe. Hugo, get y'all gully, sex y'all primary. Every girl in the world, them want to walk off her. So we go get y'all gully, sex y'all primary. Every girl in the world, them want to walk off her. We, when we go to Canada, girls them love we. When we go to England, girls them love we. When we go to New York, them cry champion. We have the beady body, beady, beady. We have the passport body, pretty visa funny. Want a permanent stamp for it, a sex in city. Me have my passport ready.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Your side hurts.
Rick,
well, it's about time. It's about time.
Damn it. We made it.
We made it.
mean, damn. I was about to say, do I got to send out a search party? I was about to get on this plane. Y'all, I was not missing my vacation. Messing with y'all.
Black 440
said 420.
I mean 440.
No, I did not.
I said 420.
Yeah, see? I told you, Black Reporter. It was 420. He said 440.
Crush.
Yeah.
Why are you listening to him? You see? I get you.
Y'all wrong. Y'all wrong.
You know you don't let the backseat drive. You're
right,
supposed
all
to
right,
be in control.
All right,
get on
the
plane. Let's just get on
the
damn plane. Who
comes? All right, folks. Y'all tune in.
We're here.
What's that? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Flight 372A with service from Blog Talk Radio to Fantasy Island. We are currently first in line for takeoff and are expected to be in the air in approximately 5 minutes' time. We ask that you please fasten your seatbelts at this time and secure all baggage underneath your seat or in the overhead compartments. We also ask that your seats and table trays are in the upright positions for takeoff. Please turn on all personal electronic devices, including laptops and cell phones. Smoking is prohibited for the duration of this flight, and you can call in at 805-830-8300. Thank you for choosing Phone Fantasy Radio Airlines. Enjoy your flight. Can I just say this?
I hope y'all bought your passport, buddy. You bought your passport?
Yes. We got our passport.
I hope so.
I made sure we brought our passport.
Okay.
We got our
passport ready. You better bring your passport.
Yeah. Somebody did say we're going to another hemisphere, so that was clue enough. You got to bring your passport.
Well, all right. Okay. We good. We good. Everybody that just tuned in, we're on a virtual vacation. We are on the plane right now. Seat belts fastened,
yeah.
Trays are up, cigarettes are out. We are ready. Stewardess, can I get a drink, please?
I'm saying the TV in front of me don't work. The little air thing don't work up here. I'm hot.
Can I get a drink, Stewardess?
No, he cannot, Stewardess. Give him water, please. Thank you, because I don't need no interest on this flight. If somebody kid better stop kicking the back of my damn chair. I know that much.
Wait a minute. Is that somebody running for the plane?
Huh?
It looks like somebody.
Is that somebody running for the plane?
Is that somebody running for the plane?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who's that running for a plane, screaming and kicking? Who would that be?
Who could that be? Running for the plane. Is that Ray? That's not formal, Ray.
Hey, what's going on?
That is formal, Ray. Hi, formal Ray.
You better be glad.
You made it.
You better be glad I said something.
Right, good thing you see him. See, if we would have got the drink, you would have been asleep by now. Formal Ray, you made it to our virtual vacation.
Wow, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I get to travel with you, Lady LaCrosse. I'm loving it already.
Yes, we're on a virtual vacation. We're on the plane right now, as you heard. You finally made it. It's going to be a nice show.
Yes, we're going to have a nice little vacation. We're going to leave the U.S. of A behind. I ain't saying where we're going just yet.
Oh, you're right. Ask, where are we going?
But we're getting you
grab
in the
our
mood.
We're getting you in the mood.
We leaving it all in brick sand, so.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you know it's going to be crazy. You know. Well, I'm going down there to really make a connect, but we can vacation while we're down there, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
How is your week so far, Formal Ray?
So far, it's very good, very productive. You know, today's my day off, so I'm just chilling with y'all on this vacation thing, you know?
Oh, that's why you're here, sir. I'm glad you're doing that.
Now,
Ray, we don't know that you're quite formal. How do you let your hair down and relax?
No.
Open up the top button of your shirt? Just a little? How do you relax?
Well, you know, I listen to music. I walk. You know, when
you
I
don't
have
go walk
stuff,
on a beach. Wait, is there a beach?
Yeah. It's called South.
I ain't
beach,
saying nothing until we get there.
Open. Ooh, no.
Ain't
all right,
saying nothing until we get there.
That's not even right. You can't even give us a hint. If there's a pool or a beach, I
want to
know
water,
if me and Formal Ray is going to be walking around in a circle or if we're going to
be
walking around
water.
A distance.
There's going to be plenty of water.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Plenty of water.
Okay. Whether it's clean or not, I don't know, but it's going to be plenty of water.
Okay.
Oh,
no.
Whether it's going to be clean or not?
I wasn't even going to
go
there in black water. I wasn't even going to go
there. They keep us some clean socks. Hey, flip-flops.
We're
going to be good.
I don't know what
we're going for. I like what you got on tonight.
Huh?
I like what you got on tonight, Lady LaCrosse. You're looking real good.
Oh, I am, aren't I? Thank you.
You know what?
Ashiness is my color.
You know, ashiness is my color. All right.
Okay, so
I would have prayed for the takeoff because, you know, I'm about to lay back and relax now, cause, you know.
Right.
Y'all killing my
buzz.
Back.
We at cruise
this
control
gotta
right
last until I get off this lane.
So, right, we at cruise control right now. Black Reporter.
Ma'am.
You're not scared of heights, right? You're not scared of planes.
No.
Good, okay. Former Ray, when was the last time you had a vacation?
Ooh, dag. Last time I had a vacation, dag. What was that? Two years ago. Yeah, I mean, I was in Maryland for a week. It was a great time. It was a great time.
You must be in the good part of Maryland. Where are you?
Oh, my goodness. I gotta call my home. They gotta feed
what?
The kitty.
Oh,
they gotta feed the kitty.
You know, you left without feeding the cat, too.
I forgot about the kitty.
See, I can't take it off. This is why I don't invite people on vacation with me. This is why I just go. This is why I just go.
We gotta feed the kitty. We gotta call my house and see.
This is why I just go.
I hope she pick up. You know, we gotta feed the kitty. I I'm a new owner. I don't know what to do, Brick.
Crush. You're supposed to be just watching the cat, not a new owner.
Well, I mean,
unless something happens.
Right, I'm just a babysitter, but I'm just saying this is my first pet, so, you know, for the duration of the time is being here, you know?
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to get my own, though.
Why?
Lord help.
What? Y'all haters. Y'all haters.
Why?
Why? I'm good with animals. She's even laying on my bed. Oh, she was laying on my bed. She even sat on my head while I was asleep. All that. My goodness.
Oh, my
God. I keep getting knocked out of the chat room. What's that about? Oh, somebody logged into my account. Who logged into my account? Another user has logged in using this account. You are disconnected. Shout out to whoever logged in under my account. That's me being connected.
Crush.
Huh?
Who knows your account?
Brick.
No. No wonder she was laughing.
Huh?
No wonder she was laughing like that.
But this doesn't make no sense because I've always logged in on this account, and she is too. So I don't know. Well, anyway, that's another story.
I don't know.
All right, so we're on this virtual vacation. We're on the plane. We got music. We got chatter. If you want to join the conversation, 805-830-8320. All I know is that we're going to a fantasy island. That's all I know. This is all Brick's doing, from the music to the not telling us. It's all Brick's fault. So
yes, please. Blame me.
I'm going to blame Brick to stop. It's all, Brick
no control.
Is, right. No control of what's going on.
Nope, not at all. Not at all.
So, we're missing people. What's that about?
I'm saying.
Yeah, shout out to 803. 803 is down with us. What a do. Shout out to Russ.
Where's the deuce in the quarter, I wonder?
Hello, Russ.
Well, actually, she couldn't be a chick.
Sure is.
Right. We got Sun 752.
Sun 752, the sun always shines.
True.
That's
like a real man should.
We had a good feeling like a human man said. Still don't know what that means, but okay.
I don't either, but I love what he's saying.
Can I just say this? Russ is in the chat room, and he said that he is now a porn star.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Russ is a porn star now.
That's what he said.
Okay, is he a British porn star or a American porn star? And who is he starring with? Russ, you gotta tell us more.
He's a international porn star. He's a web model. Let's put it that way.
Ooh.
Technically, he's an international porn star. He's a web model.
Okay, so where do I see Black Russ? Give us the link, though, chop. Where's the link?
He's on Facebook.
Oh my God!
Facebook Productions.
Link to the group, brother. Link to the group.
Give us the link.
Links to the group.
And I shall inspect myself and see if you're worthy.
Oh.
I don't know if you're worthy.
Sounds like a challenge to me.
Shout out to, right, see, on the airplane, this is what happens
on
the airplane.
People
be in the back, acting up in the back. They must have seen a cloud. Russ said you have to start somewhere. That's right, Russ. I started on the
internet. Well, I'd like to see these pictures, if you don't mind. Let me see what you're walking with there. See your twig and berries.
Let's see your little
twig
wild
twig and berries, shall we? Twig and wild berries.
Ladies, excuse me. I am going to the latrine for a second.
Okay. He's going to the loo? Is that what he's
saying? Fall in. Don't step your blue foot in that blue water in the toilet.
And don't get caught. Don't get stuck in there. I'm trying to hold it. I don't want to get stuck in there, but I don't know. How long is this flight? Anyway. We are having a good time. Just a random show.
Yes, we are.
Talking about random things. Shout out to Sun 752. He had a nice show.
Yes,
yesterday.
He did.
Yeah, Team Fantasy was in the building. We even took over for 5 minutes. Thanks, Sun, for letting us invade your show.
That was the 5 minute takeover.
Right, 5 minute takeover. Mm-hmm. Russ, you are a mess. Russ says, remember, I'm a white dude. We ain't as big as black
people. Russ, don't let that fool you, mate. There's a lot of black dudes that ain't packing jack. Okay?
That's right. I know that's
I'm not
right.
Even going to listen.
Don't get him caught up on that black stereotype stuff. That's a bunch of nonsense. That's a bunch of wanker nonsense. Is that right? Bloody wanker. Don't get caught up on that
bloody
shit,
wanker. You're a bloody wanker.
Bloody wanker.
That's
rubbish. That's what they say is rubbish. That's rubbish.
What's a peanut?
A peanut?
What kind of chicken headish crackhead?
What the hell are you talking about?
I was a peanut.
Listen, damn, but this is why you don't take black people flying with you nowhere. This is exactly why.
I'm
so,
back.
You back? Take a seat.
Why did I get my drink yet?
It's your old man.
I know. I ain't get no peanuts. No stewardess came by.
I said get a cup and get your own.
Oh, that's the reason why I didn't get no drink yet.
Gotta get our own.
Get a cup.
I got a cup. It's more like a jug, though.
That one.
Good thing I bought my Crystal Light packet.
You can't bring that contraband shit on the plane.
Good thing I bought my Crystal Light pack. They wasn't going to check under my boob.
This damn plane.
They don't check under the boob. They don't check under the boob.
You put it under your boob. They make you shake your bra out. You have to shake your bra out?
Crush.
You have to shake your bra out?
No.
Wait a minute, I had to shake my bra. What kind of pervert I had back there?
Yeah.
Shake your titties out like this. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Get a plastic cup.
We have totally lost control of the play, I mean the show.
call it from the deuce cinco. What's going on? Sound like Deuce Two Cinco.
Hello, how you doing?
How you doing?
Who is this
guy? It is the one and only Lady C, a.k.a. Sugar Baby, a.k.a. Miss Parker, a.k.a. Little Debbie, a.k.a. Shaniqua.
Oh, Lord.
A.k.a.
Where were you
Ming
hiding
Ming
in the back of that plane?
From the nail salon.
I do nails. They need
the
nails.
Oh, no. Wait. You were doing nails on the plane?
I do nails.
No, she missed the flight.
Nail.
Oh, my God. This is why I left on
back.
My own. She doing nails, mixing Crystal Light on the plane. Just so can't find the bathroom. Oh, my God. This is why you travel alone. Now y'all see why I'm sneaking out of there? Because that's what I have to contend with. This
you would
have
had no fun without us.
And ain't nobody throw you off. You ain't supposed to be mixing Crystal Light on no plane.
Yes,
hey,
you can.
It's not a bomb
yes,
explosive.
Brick.
Oh, yo, what kind of ghetto airlines y'all travel?
This is so...
It's a small pack. You can carry up to 2 ounces of anything on the plane. The small pack
cannot mix on a plane. They're not giving you no water to mix it up.
They give you water. They'll give you water. You can get a piece of cold drink, some ice, and if you're lucky, some little pretzels.
And if you stir it up, and then what? Drink it and say, in the name of Allah, I'm going to blow this plane up. You know, they can't do that. They ain't going to let you mix nothing up like that.
Yes, they do.
Mixing.
They leave you. They're serving
oh,
other people.
Lord.
They don't have pass. You talking about first class. Now, let me tell you.
You talking about first class. We're in the back.
We're in coach.
Our budget is not that big. But once again,
they don't watch
it. Once again, this is Phone Fantasy Airlines. I mean, phone
exactly.
Fantasy Radio.
We're on the plane now waiting to take off. What are we, in third in line for takeoff? What are we waiting for?
We all ready to go.
We didn't get clear from the tower.
Well, how did Lady C jump on the plane? What's she doing? Put on her black girl uniform and fly?
I don't know how this happened. I thought we was moving. Maybe it's that drink I had earlier. Maybe it was that drink I had earlier. I thought we was moving. All right,
we moving, man.
I don't know. I don't know.
You just one step above.
I know what happened. Lady, she flew next to us in her little jet. And then she jumped
on. This is one step above soul plane.
This is
This ain't nowhere near no soul plane.
We got rims. We got rims on the plane. with some bushes baked beans.
Ain't nothing wrong with them bushes baked beans.
You can't
salad.
I want potato
salad.
Right, we don't have a regular meal. Like, we get dinner on this plane, right? I want a potato salad.
Wait.
I want turkey wings.
Now we gonna have Q, right?
What?
We gonna have
that's
Q.
That's what she said. Ribs.
Okay.
You can smell them when they heat them up in the microwave.
Right. Ribs. Where are we gonna wear no ribs when we going?
Huh?
We eat ribs. We not eating ribs when we going?
No, we're not.
Why
we gonna
eat them all?
We get a rib when we going.
Gotta go.
Can't we get one rib
where
we going?
All I want to know is, wherever we go, can I get my groove back? That's all I want to know. Can I get my groove back?
You might be able to.
I want my groove. Right. Can we get crush grooves back? We got to get crush grooves
back. You might be able to. You ain't old enough
to get your groove back.
Huh?
You ain't old enough to get your groove
back. You can buy a drink if you have your credit card. You can buy a drink with the credit card.
Oh.
Yes. No longer cash. You must have plastic.
Oh.
To all the men that move cheap on them women, I want you to know that it's on that funny and I know it. All right, funny now, Anna.
Okay. Hey,
son. All right, son.
Okay. Okay. I like how that worked out. Okay. I guess on that note... I gotta get into this next song set. I meant to say that.
I'm gonna get into this next song set.
Hopefully, we need to get where we're going where we're getting, or whatever.
We've been there landing because we got some things to do. Come on.
I gotta go to the bathroom, okay? I'm just gonna say this, Brick. My pink bag in the overhead compartment got my sun lotion in it. Just in case, I'll tell y'all. I'm just saying, sometimes, you know, these little ass bathrooms, I might get stuck. You know, just,
Oh my God.
You may need to breathe.
No, the airplane bathrooms are very, very small.
Oh my Lord.
If you get in there crushed, you will be able to get out.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Might have to grease me up. Don't worry, just pour it on me.
Oh, Lord.
Base me like a turkey. Just
music.
Oh, my Lord.
Getting in and getting out is not the big problem.
You got to use your headphones. Here, Black Reporter, you can borrow my headphones. And
yes,
all right, folks. You get to the Crush Grooves virtual vacation with La Crush, Team Fantasy, Black Reporter, Brick, Lady C, Formal Ray.
Porn Star Russ,
Sun752, Sunny803, we all here.
Sunny days.
Don't start.
On my way to baby.
And you know what? These next two sets.
Okay, we need to just.
Okay. All right, folks.
We'll be right back. Maria man and name him is Ricky. From last month him a gone like him crazy. Come woman in time after 7:30 when the sun a shine and the nearby them I see get me so vexed and it get me so angry. Thunder get mad and decide to go on nasty. Drape him up and say listen to me now. You don't know that you fi come home early. Cool. And when you try to do for disgracefully. Cool. I threw me a woman take advantage.
off a minute. Cool. You better move or time act properly. Sometime a man begin, coop again, coop again, coop. Sometime a man begin, coop again, coop again. Sometime a man begin, coop again, coop again, coop. Sometime a man begin, coop again, coop again. Him have a gal by the name of Rosie. Tell me that no me friend named Missy. Sharon tell her who tell Sharon no Beverly. Behind me back the whole of them a laugh off of me. Never say nothing, me just wait patiently. Me know me did that catch him and them girl Rosie. Someone let me await and him Shelly Cassie. Look on the clock, it a say 3:30. Jumping on my car, drive round New York City. Over Whiteson Bridge at the hotel named Capri. In the parking lot, say guess where me see. Now my man a show lambs and nouns with him lady. Me jump out of the car and me drip him bodily. I say, you don't know, you not fit cheat on me. Cool. I wish I the pose in your jewelry. Cool. I hear say she all have young belly. Cool. Are you a minor and a tree picking it? Cool. I wear your minor with me DJ money. Cool. And you tell her me no own your body. Cool. Just find a yard before I kill somebody. Cool. You better know that you feel respect Shelly. Sometime a man again, poof again, poof again, poof. Sometime a man again, poof again, poof again. A man again, poof again, poof again, poof. Sometime a man again, poof again, poof again. Them say one to send me raise a man to a lady. Listen to me girls, listen very keenly. Make sure your man, he might take you seriously. No make him go on like you and not somebody. If he start acting and start acting, make sure observe, yes, watch him closely. Ask him about it and him answer disrespectfully. No make it get out and you suffer greatly. Just catch him up in hand and say, listen to me now. You don't know that you feel respect me. Coop, you're out on road, you must have somebody. Coop, and when you take this for a big head dummy. Coop, are you think me and you lick a pig? Dirty laundry, cool. And when you come home, it's love it, love it, cool. Look for me, me no look crazy, cool. You better change your style at me, then listen. Sometime a man again, poof again, poof again, poof. Sometime a man again, poof again, poof again, cool. Man again, poof again, poof again, poof. Sometime a man again, poof again, poof again, poof.
Intercom rolls, it's time to come. But she didn't have a
Okay, folks, we are having a good time virtual vacation. Black Reporter?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Lady C?
Yes.
Brick?
Yeah, man.
Formore?
Yes.
Tonight's music is courtesy of Brick. This is her virtual vacation playlist. So we are having a good time on our virtual vacation once again. I'm getting kicked out of the chat room here and there, so I only see bits and pieces. Sun752 admits to being old. And shout out to you two providing me the music for tonight that I could not upload to the whatever I need to upload to. So shout out to YouTube right now. YouTube is popping. Black Reporter.
Ma'am.
When was the last time you was on a vacation?
It's been a while.
It's been a while? Where did you go?
I went to Arizona to see my youngest daughter graduate from eighth grade.
Uh-huh. And what?
From eighth grade.
Middle school.
Two years ago.
Oh, she's a sophomore. Nice. What about you, Lacey? When's the last time you've been on vacation?
A real vacation?
No. A virtual one. Yes, a real one.
Well, okay, I went on a convention last year. Went to a convention. It was just a weekend. And that was in the state of Louisiana. But as far as going out of the state, I went to Michigan to visit my mother about 2 years ago.
Oh,
so,
okay.
It's time for a good vacation.
Right. And what about you, Brooke?
Well, the last vacation I was on was in Chicago, I believe. Didn't like it. But it was Chicago. I always said the next place I go is someplace tropical. Someplace, you know, very, very islandy next time.
Well, is that a word?
I mean Florida. Florida sucks, by the way. I hate it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to ask a question to the gang. Would y'all be interested in coming down on a virtual vacation to Louisiana?
Nice. Do we have a choice?
Now, I can hear some Creole talking fine Southern men, yeah.
Anything is possible.
I want the whole experience. I want no fool that's up here. You don't
want
to get
talked to. I
want
to go to a Mardi Gras. They got some Creole talking men. You wouldn't understand them when they get to talking because they talk real fast and they be all slang.
I want the one that talk like they ease by you. Can I get one of those?
Yeah, they can run around here and say, Shy, what's up with you, Shy? You know, but I didn't get to talking like that.
I want one like that by you. Can you give me one of those?
Oh, yeah, they got one of those down here. Oh, like the daddy? Or the one that was the hanky?
No, not like the daddy, like the one that killed the daddy. I like his accent.
Him? Or the one that the auntie married with the dreads and stuff.
Okay.
Hey.
I guess we're interested, Black Reporter. Make it happen. You got a month to plan your trip?
Lacey, could you help me with this, please?
Lacey, I'm Black Reporter, since I'm in the bayou. Of course, there's no problem with me assisting you in your virtual vacation to Louisiana.
Nice. I'm virtual. I heard it here first. Our next trip is Louisiana.
Hi.
All right. Okay, folks. Huh?
Oh. One additional note, get your Facebook ready. If you can't stand spicy food or tasteful food, then I suggest you make your way to elsewhere.
We say holiday.
Okay.
They just want to
all right,
so spicy food. Okay, I don't get it. I'm lost right now because I really didn't understand what just happened. What I was going to say. I'm really lost right now. I'm sorry. I wasn't fully paying attention, I'll be honest with you. I dozed off for a moment there. But I'm back.
It's okay.
Back.
It's okay. You'll catch it later.
Yeah, I'll catch it later. I'll catch it on the flip side, as they say.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
okay. I will say this much. We consider ourselves the home of good food, good people, and good music.
Son wants to know what part of Louisiana.
South Louisiana.
Who?
What?
That's all South Louisiana.
All
oh,
he's
South.
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 Yeah.
The whole south of Louisiana. You going to take them to New Orleans? Are you going to take them to New Orleans?
Take them to New
Orleans. I thought it was New Orleans.
No. New Orleans.
Oh, he's taking y'all to Dumb
Patch.
Uh-oh.
Take y'all to Baton Rouge.
All
right. Okay.
Okay, but like before,
y'all
get together. Hush, just hold up. We have another vacation now. Let's enjoy this one.
Okay, I'm starting to get kind of scared there for a second.
First, I'd like to welcome everyone.
We are going to swing through Lafayette.
What was that? Anybody? Hold on, Black Porter. Hold on. Wait a minute.
This is your captain speaking. First, I'd like to welcome everyone on Phone Fantasy Radio Airline Flight 372A. We are currently cruising at an altitude of 33,000 feet at an airspeed of 400 miles per hour. The time is 10 p.m. The weather looks good and with the tailwind on our side, we are expected to land at Fantasy Island approximately 10 minutes ahead of schedule. The weather in Fantasy Island is clear and warm, with a high of 75 degrees for this evening. Once again, thank you for choosing Phone Fantasy Radio Airlines. Sit back, relax, enjoy the rest of your flight and your virtual vacation.
Wow.
Okay.
We finally made it. I'm excited now. We finally made it. This is the top of the hour. You are listening to Phone Fantasy Radio and Crush Brews.
And we are on our virtual vacation.
Right.
So come on and join us. 805-830-8320. We take stowaways, so come on, hop on board, and join the crowd.
Join the fun.
Black Reporter.
Ma'am.
Hey-o. Come and go. Daylight come and we
walk.
Work all night and I drink a rum. Tap banana till the morning come. Mr. Tallyman, tally me
banana.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight,
come,
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight, come.
Daddy. like banana. Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and we want go.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. Daylight come and we want go. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. Daylight come and we want go.
Hey, she's a day. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Day-o. Day-o.
Vacation in where are we, Black? Where are we, Brick?
We are in the sunny, funny West Indies, Jamaica.
Yay!
Yes, we are.
Jamaica.
Woo!
What is the favorite drink in Jamaica? The drink.
We're in Jamaica, where everything's right, and the food is spicy and right, and the men are woo.
Jamaica
is one of my awesome ways. I've never been because people keep scaring me out of going, but it's definitely within the next 3 years of my places of things to go to, places to go.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, yes.
I just have to find the right part to go to, which everyone keeps telling me. A lot of people have told me to go to they said Negril. A lot of people have said to Ocho Rios.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have even tried to direct me to Kingston. No. But definitely on the list of places that I want to definitely go. I've been international one time, and that was to the Dominican Republic. I loved it. They said if you could go there, you could go to Jamaica. So definitely want to try to go to Jamaica. So this is my virtual vacation. Since I can't get there this year, really, I'm getting there virtually, and I wanted everybody to come along so we can all taste Jamaica, smell Jamaica, and that's what all Jamaican music has been about.
Okay.
Jamaica.
Just want to smell Jamaica.
Thank you for choosing Jamaica.
Yes,
I'd have
Jamaica. What's wrong with Jamaica? Jamaica wonderful.
You're making all this noise about going to Queens? Just kidding.
True that.
Jamaica is the island. There's no snow in Jamaica.
Well, did it snow like one time, I think one time. Like years ago. Years ago. Yeah, but no, they're not getting the snow. Not really.
They're not going to.
I'm fascinated with the language, the official language, the unofficial language. The unofficial is the patois. That's what everybody speaks.
Broken English.
That's
how you
the broken English.
Along
with the cusses.
That shit broken up too many times. It's,
but
hey,
right now,
so much,
of course.
They done dissected and chopped it up. They done broke it for
real. I want to get into how many West Indian curses you guys know. How many patois curses do you all know?
I don't know.
None that I know of.
Crush, how many you know?
None. Blood clot. Is that a curse?
Yeah, that's a curse.
Oh.
patois. That's all I know.
I know patois, but I know French patois.
You know French
patois. You know French patois.
Okay.
What is French patois? Ooh,
give us something in
patois,
Black Reporter.
Cajun French.
Give us something in patois, Black Reporter.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Mais jamais?
Ooh, what do I?
Mais jamais? That means I
mais
can't
jamais.
Believe.
Mais
jamais?
Is that right? Mais jamais. Wait, who name is that?
No.
Gina
K? I can't believe.
That's what you're
saying, like
yeah,
a backslash?
No. Mais jamais.
Mais jamais?
Mais jamais?
Mais jamais kiss a man. Okay, I get it.
No,
mais
no,
jamais
no.
Kiss a man.
Mais jamais kiss a man.
Mais jamais.
Mais jamais. Okay, we still going to the wrong neck of the woods, Black Reporter. Back
exactly.
to the blood clot.
We're talking Jamaican patois. Okay.
The blood clot
and the
ragamuffins.
And the
ragamuffin.
Blood clot, bumble clot, ras clot, lots of clots.
No, that's right. What is that about?
Oh, there's a lots of clots. They got the other one, the nasty one, the pussy clot.
Ooh, no.
Lots of clots. Lots of nasty names. They got, well, you know, and I don't know, Black Reporter, you better walk like a man and beat your chest when you walk, because, you know, they don't play that, you know, homosexual down there, you know, they don't play that down there. So,
excuse me?
I say you better walk with a little extra pepper in your step. You better, like, you know, beat your chest when you walk. They even suspect that, you know, they don't play that down there.
I don't play that down there.
You know, they got the slang,
boy,
you
said,
know,
I don't
that.
Play that down there.
Like, you know, I don't play that down there. Now let's talk food. Food,
yeah.
Crush favorite food.
Oxtail, the tail of an ox.
The oxtail. You get
the
oxtail.
And a curry goat.
And a curry goat.
The curry goat
roast
two
chicken.
That's
true.
But the curry goat roast.
Get the next bite in the oven.
We're not talking about New Orleans. Good grief.
Like I said, we can get oxtail, curry tail. Oh my God.
You know what? You better do a hell of a job on your virtual vacation with Louisiana. I'm going to say that.
You already get the gist of it now, so we want to hear it. No flaws.
You better do a hell of a job, Jackson.
Right.
Well, we're talking about the curry goat and
the curry chicken.
Curry chicken,
the rice and peas,
chicken, the curry and the jerk. That is like the major commodity there in Jamaica. Curry.
I can't do jerk. I tried it once, and my nose started running. I started sweating. I couldn't.
You find yourself having like fever when you eat jerk. I mean, jerk affects your whole body. I think that's why they call it jerk.
Yeah.
Let's see why they call it jerk.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because it affects your whole body.
The
it's
whole
like you feel it from your toes, your hair,
all the way
you
up.
Feel it.
Yeah.
You're like, damn it.
Everything tingling. I'm like, damn, I need to take a cold shower. Damn. You get sick messing with that chicken for real. It'll open up all your, but that's what you need when you get sick. You eat some jerk, you good.
Oh,
it open up all your pores. Your nose start running. And then I had this, what is it called? Tempura sauce. On top of it, spicy-ass sauce, blood clot.
Oh, I just had a message for you, Black Reporter. Sun 752
what?
Said, whenever you can't make it to the show, he'll fill in for you, and he'll be the brown order's the brown reporter. Okay?
He'll come at you and be the brown reporter.
He'll be the brown reporter if you can't make it, Black Reporter. That's
straight
from the chat room.
Really? That's he gets that.
Really?
He gets that. Yeah, right?
Come on
let me
now.
See you got to give. Right, you got to give
Sutter
really, really fine.
Yeah.
See,
I'm sorry. The Jamaicans never have more than 10 items on the menu, including ackee fish. Now, this is what I don't understand about ackee.
Ackee and
this is what I don't understand about the ackee. Aki is something like eggs. It's something like fish and something. It looks like eggs when you cook it. And quite frankly, they said that if you don't cook this ackee right, you could die if it's not cooked.
I was about to ask you about that.
It could kill you. So I don't understand why anybody would take a chance and eat something that could really poison kill them if it is not cooked.
They
right.
do that in China all the time.
It must I
thought I heard that from somewhere.
Like that seafood, that sushi.
Certain fishes,
if it's not prepared right, you're done. And the only thing that you do with sushi is clean it. Like, what?
You have to prepare it properly.
I don't want no codfish. I don't want no ackee. I don't want none of that. If I can't spell
like
it,
said,
I don't want
more, if you eat one bad oyster, you get hepatitis. I think it's hepatitis C or something like that. So why would you eat oysters?
I'm glad I learned to eat one bad one. How do you know what's good and what's bad? Why do we eat this food that could kill us?
Ackee could kill you, but they still eat it. And plus, let's not forget the fact that ackee is like $10 a can. Why is that shit so expensive?
Because it's so dangerous. I guess because it's so dangerous. I'm not messing with that.
Because if it was cheap, then everybody would eat it and be sick and die.
I know somebody's friend.
Who smuggled some back in from Jamaica and grows ackee in their backyard. I said, you're supposed to be growing that in this backyard. Ackee is not a United States grown plant. He's growing this stuff in the backyard. I said, I'm turning them into the DEA or the FBI or whatever. I'm turning them in.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, because when you think about it, that could.
The wife get mad with the husband if he can cook it the wrong way and.
Oh,
yeah,
so
plus, how do I know what that could affect the crops here? That's why they don't let you bring in fruit, because you don't know that one ackee plant can wipe out all the orange trees in the United States. We'll be dead. Where the vitamin C going to come from? So I'm like, no, you can't throw that shit here. I'm calling the police. They're like, see, that's why we don't tell you Americans nothing. You Americans.
You Yankees. No, they call us Yankees.
Damn, that's why we don't tell you damn Americans nothing. Yankee boy, I tell you, Yankee's nothing.
That's why I'm sitting there running down my mouth all the time.
Okay, let's go around. I want to know who has ever dated a Jamaican person, and how was your experience? Crush?
What?
Have you ever dated?
You know, Jamaicans like me from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they like me from a distance because, one, I'm deaf. If you know me in person, you know I can't hear shit. One, I'm deaf. Two, I'm not good with translating accents like that. So if you're talking to me, you got to break out the English, sir. Because you'll be repeating that one sentence 5 times before I get on. Like, wait, what? And you can go as slow as you want to go.
Wow.
Like, and the thing is, they words, it's not like they break English up. They blend English together. A whole sentence is one word with them. Wagwan. Wahoo? What the hell is Wagwan? What's going on? That's three words. And one word. No, that's three different words in one word. And I stayed with a Jamaican family before. And they used to get mad at me because one of them asked what I'm crying for. And I'm like, what? Who did what? What you crying for? What? Like, I don't understand you. Leave me alone. I'm going away. I'm running away. I'd rather, but you know what? They do shout out to the Jamaican women because they know how to take care of their men. Their men, they feed in their men. When they feed in their men, they feed their men. Like, a Jamaican man should never be hungry. Black Report, am I not talking? Oh, good grief.
There's a problem. Jamaican women get too attached too quick. You can't let go of them. Never, never have a Jamaican woman get attached to you. Never.
They won't get attached to you. You dated a Jamaican woman?
Sun 752 said Black Report is like mushrooms, some good, some lethal. Okay. He didn't say that. But he did say it's like mushrooms, some good, some lethal. I had the Black Report apart.
Okay, so you find, well, I find that West Indian men try to be too possessive. They try to dictate everything that you do. They are very possessive. They want to go around and do whatever they want to do. They want to keep you on a tight leash. And they get crazy, too. They like to slap women.
They like a fuck woman. But you know, don't sleep because they get the right blood. They get the right woman. She's fucking them up, too. So
that's why always
that goes
with a Jamaican man.
Oh, right.
Jamaican woman.
They know that. You slap
man.
Me, I'm slapping you back. You get the right woman. Jamaican woman and a Jamaican man, they thumping.
they thumping like Jamaican women do.
Right. She he done cracked the bottle, she done got a wood with a fucking nail hanging out of it. They about to thump.
they ready to kill each other. If you ever witnessed
like
two Jamaican women couple fighting,
mm-hmm.
You know, and the love making is
especially when she gets fed up.
When a woman gets fed up together, the love making is crazy. Okay, we are in like a five-alarm fire when they get back together. Mm-hmm. So it's like, they're the only ones that can deal with each other. Leave them alone.
And you know what I noticed, too? I don't know if that's in this day. I'm just going back from where I've never been to Jamaica. I've never been out of the United States. So I don't plan on going, don't want to go. But anyway, what I noticed about the women that come over from, that's here, that come over from there, the women are very carefree. Or not even carefree, they're very confident when it comes to their appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I mean, you got those that are, like, it's always the extreme. It's never in the middle. You got those that are wear the traditional and just be very, very traditional. And then you got those that are extreme and just become westernized and modern and American. And they walking around with blue and purple hair. And, you know, they just all the way to the left. So, I don't know. Black Reporter.
Ma'am.
I want to go into this music set, and when I come back, I want you to sing a song for me.
Oh, my God.
Can you do that,
okay.
Black Reporter? You going to sing a song for us?
Please, make sure I know the song.
I don't know. You pick the song.
Oh, okay.
Right. You pick the song. We just want you to sing when we get back.
Okay.
All right, folks. You're tuned into Crush Grooves Virtual Vacation. 805-830-8320. When we get back, Black Reporter's going to sing us a song. Right now, we got some traditional music. May he rest in peace, the king of all kings, Mr. Bob Marley. He be German.
With jamming, jamming. never understand. I'm just living out my fantasy.
Stuck in love with my mind.
Telephone love.
You sound so sweet on the line.
Telephone love.
You make my day every time. Yeah.
Telephone love.
You sound so sweet on the line.
Telephone love.
You make my day every time.
Telephone love.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to Crush Grooves with La Crush. And
Mike Reporter.
Okay, yeah. Mike Reporter. And also the First Lady on the first floor, Brick? Brick. 225 Sybil
Adam
on the line. All her personalities.
Hi.
And we also have Formal Ray. Formal Ray, have you ever been with a Jamaican woman?
Have I ever been? No, I actually haven't.
Oh. Well, we got some pimps and players in our chat room, preferably Russ and Sun 752. I'm looking at the conversation that they're having, and I don't know, Russ be getting in over there in England, all the Jamaicans over there.
All right,
Well, plus, remember, he's a porn star now.
But nobody asked me, I asked myself, hey, Crush, yeah, Crush, when was the last time you was on vacation? Well, let's see. I went to Tampa. Does that count? Yeah, that counts. When did you go?
That counts.
Last January. Oh, okay, cool. Did you have fun? It was all right. Did you do anything special? No, not really. I went to the Waffle House. That was good. Oh, cool.
That was
big. All right.
That's it. Did you go to the beach, Crush? Did you go to the beach?
Huh?
Did you go to the beach?
No. It wasn't that warm.
Okay.
It wasn't that warm. Right. It wasn't that warm. It was in January, so.
Oh,
okay. It wasn't as warm as everybody thought it would be. Okay, so we got our pimps in the chat room. They doing all types of stuff in there.
Hello.
Who's holding on to the orgasm? I seen hold on to orgasm. What was that about? Jamaican woman holds sex longer than American woman. What does that mean?
Oh, you really think so, man? You need to try the right one.
Oh,
actually, Brooke said
that.
Said what?
I'm not even paying me no mind. You see? You see how to say she ain't even paying me no mind. Jamaican women hold sex longer than American women. And they was asking, what does that mean?
They hold out.
Mm-hmm. Oh. When they hold it. They don't give it to their man. They hold it. They sit there and they crush you if you give it. You stupid lady. Don't give them nothing. But I give them nothing. They'll give them nothing.
I give him nothing because he's not do what he's supposed to do. The man not come home and take care of what he's supposed to. So I give him nothing. That's how that
is. You not give the man nothing.
Not give the man nothing because he don't deserve it. He's not a good man. He not take care of home. He got to pay the bills. He making me happy and I'm making him happy.
I did something.
Is that the Jamaican woman in there?
I don't know, man.
I want to know how good. Who's good with accents? Black Reporter, you good? Would you say you're good with accents?
Oh yeah, you're supposed to sing for us, Black Reporter. Don't think I forgot.
Because I uploaded something, Crush. While we were on break, I uploaded something that I want you to play and see if Black Reporter can tell me what this conversation is about. It's two women talking. And see if you can tell me what these two women are saying.
Okay, hold on. I got to refresh to get it. I don't see it. Hold on. We can do that. In the meantime, Black Reporter, sing us a song.
Okay. And I'll explain to you where the song came from and why I'm singing it. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy, just like a gray.
Commercial
eating.
Huh? That's one of the first records that song, some kids commercial back in the early late 70s, early 80s.
That's behind us. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Does anybody know who that song was written by? Song was written by the late great Jimmy Davis, who, by the way, was a former governor of the state of Louisiana.
Oh
my God.
Okay.
You know what, Mr. Louisiana?
Here go the conversation.
You better have.
Here go the conversation.
Okay. Black reporter, listen very carefully.
Listen very carefully. Okay.
I want you to tell me what these people are talking about.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Hello.
Is this Kerry?
Yeah.
Bitch, me I go wait to call up my man, you know. Cause we see your number in that phone, you know, and it's not him call you, you know, it's you call him.
I'ma call him. Please call me, I'ma send him. And him call me back, call me pussy real good, walk.
But you're so close, right? Really? I threw your address in on the phone, you know. Me I go down a digital feed, bumper clock.
I'm afraid. Me live at 131 Matches Lane Street. Come down, you know, come down, yeah.
Matches Lane? You need to tell Mr. Tisa live all the way from Belgrade Heights?
Yeah, Carl.
Go down a Matches Lane?
Yeah, Carl.
You all say God.
You wait till him come on.
You want him? Him there, you know. Pizza. Come on,
wife.
My girl, where are you the phone?
Tell me your phone, come. Tell him about him, mother.
John O'Star. Samantha?
Peter, I don't believe you. Peter.
This is not what it seems like. This is a business transaction. She gives me sex, yes, but I pay for it. And all those new positions I taught you in bed comes from her.
The barbed wire
piece,
yes.
The wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm.
And the lizard lock.
You see, my money is well spent.
Peter, I'm ready.
Honey, I've got to go.
I know him. I know this.
Hello?
I know this combo. I know this. You know when you get scared that they be playing their little movies and stuff like that. But I know that one. I actually know that one. But Black Reporter, can you translate it? I can translate it. Black Reporter, can you translate it?
I can't translate it word for word, no. But I know
what
the word
about. Okay, what was that about?
It was about a man dealing with his hoe, and the dude was saying, "This is a business transaction, woman. Mind your own business." You know, that was his woman trying to get into business and everything, and he's saying, "Get the hell away from me! This is a business transaction. You have nothing to do with this. Go mind your business."
No. Yes and no. Yes and no. Yes and
okay.
Mostly no. Lady C, did you get that?
Did you get money?
What was that about, Lady C?
He was saying you called in, not the number going out. Notice that the way the call came. I got that much when the call came in. I was laughing in my head. It's like he couldn't get anything. She was not hearing anything he was saying. So. I know it's some kind of transaction. I couldn't catch on which one, but said the money was well spent.
Okay. What about you, Cormoray? You understood what was going on?
No, not at all. I can't understand that language.
I'm going to try my hand at it. What happened was wifey called up the girl. They've had this conversation before. Wifey calls up the girl and tells the girl, like, I know he's not calling you, it's you calling him. I see it in the phone. It's not him dialing out, it's you dialing it. So stop calling my man. And then she says, yeah. The lady says, what? She's like, it doesn't, you know, I got this, like, whatever. And then the wifey says, listen, your address is right here, too. 131 whatever road, and the lady's like, oh, you want to go there? Bring it. Like, you know what? You wanna go there? Bring it. Like, if that's what you want to do, you can go ahead and bring it. No, by the way, your man is here if you want to speak to him. What? So my fee is like, what? Oh, by the way, here, take the phone. It's your wifey. And then Pizza get on the phone. Samantha! Pizza, I don't believe you! Samantha! Pizza, I don't believe you! Wait, Samantha, it's not what it seems.
Exactly.
You know, this is a business transaction. He called it a business
transaction. Yeah.
You know, and you know, all those tricks that I've been learning in the bedroom.
She's been teaching me.
The wheelbarrow? Yes.
The
lizard box?
Oh,
I'm ready,
like, yeah.
Listen, Samantha.
Exactly.
I gotta go.
Exactly.
I gotta go. That was good.
She saw the number in the phone. She's like, are you calling him? And he was like, no, he called me because my pussy's good. She said, that's what she called. And then she's taunting her. She was like, pussy good.
Killing it. Ain't that killing?
Oh, man.
But, you know, you may not understand. You know, that's like watching the Spanish station to me. You may not understand what they're saying, but you can definitely get the gist of the whole scenario.
And the attitude.
I know all y'all done listened to the TV, and y'all done stopped on the Nouveau channel and watched one of them got the Spanish soap operas and actually
soap
can follow through.
Yes.
What was going
through
the soap opera? Like, oh no, that's her baby daddy. And you understand?
The
shit
girl
going
was
on.
Gangster. She was gangster. She said, "You want to know where I live? I live 133 Boxes Lane. Come see me." She's like, "Come on, are you scared?"
Like,
she was you scared.
That's what I'm talking about. Them girls are ruthless.
Them girls are rude.
Like, we ain't got nothing on them Jamaican girls. I don't care how hard we try. Them bitches wake up with fucking bully
wounds.
Exactly. I'm not
fucking
with them.
Come see me. Come see me. We can do this. And then she's telling her, you know, sweetie, he's right here. You want to talk to him? Your husband go right here. Here you go. Talk to your wife on the phone. Wifey on the phone. And he's like, Samantha. I don't believe it. I'm like, he's like, my money's well spent. Like, look, and see, and you know what? I'm not going to say that's all, but that's not the Jamaican men. That is just
that.
Come
on,
our
horsemen inside the chat room. Do you see our horsemen in the chat room talking about repopulating the UK? Really, son? Really? That's what you're going to do?
This one talking about he got unfinished business in Amsterdam. You see?
Do you know in London there are 350 languages spoken?
Wow.
350 languages.
Yeah, so what you going to do there, son? What you going to do there you can't do here? You see, you can put what you could put over on the women over there, what you can't do over here? That's what you going to do? Come on, son. Come on, son, son.
Isn't the Catherine in the car anyway?
That's your way of asking him to call. Black Reporter, if you want son to call, all you have to do is ask son to call.
Brown Reporter, please report.
Brown Reporter, show up. You're on the line. We're waiting.
So, Lady Seeker.
Hey, SAP.
Hi.
Lady Seeker, get all night. Here we go.
Well, let's talk about little Debbie, okay?
So,
what
do you guys think about our virtual vacation? It's time to take our black ass out.
I had a wonderful time.
It's awesome.
I didn't have no activist fish.
Yeah, it's time to take our black ass
out. I didn't get no black
ass. I need to get that. I'm going to bring home some white Hennessy.
Wonderful. It's not allowed across the
I'm bringing
board.
Home.
I
can
so.
I bring home two or three bottles? Or
it
do they have
monthly.
A
you can have as many as you want.
Oh,
you
really?
You declare them shit.
You got to declare and pay the extra taxes on it. None. You're taking
I'm
the city home to the U.S. with you.
I'm going to sneak this mango home. I'm going to wrap it up in all my shirts
and
put it in my suitcase.
No, they check it. They will check it because it may have some bugs on it and it's not.
Listen, I've been wrapping butter and cheese up before. Listen, I wrap butter and cheese up before and put this in my mouth when I get caught.
Oh, Lord.
God, Lord, I enjoy this flight so much. Yeah, I like it.
You know what? Can I just say this quick? Can I just say this real quick on a serious note? To all those that are of Jamaican descent or West Indian descent, we do want to let you know that we are just having a good time, having a little fun. You know, we appreciate you if you tuned in to Phone Fantasy Radio. Please don't take anything that was said out of context. It was all in good fun. I just want to put that little disclaimer there. You know.
Yeah, Mom.
Yes, please. Celebrate your culture. We're just celebrating your culture.
You know, we was going in. Today, so I just want to put that little quick disclaimer. And thank you for being a good sport. We're sorry for chopping up your language.
Even though you chopped it up first. Now you're claiming bloodlines. Our formal Ray. Now you're claiming bloodline now. If that's the case, I'm 1/10 Jamaican. And one-fifteenth Asian, I think. I don't know where I'm from. I don't know what I am. So, you know what? I claim to all the cultures. I'm part of everyone. Because, see, I can't find my one, so I'm claiming them all. So, I'm
Brown reporter is in the building.
Brown reporter.
Hey, how are you doing?
Not only the brown reporter, but I'm only the brown reporter with EAA.
Oh,
I
okay.
Just went
752. 752 is in the building. He done met us at the airport. What's up, son?
Hey.
How
are you doing?
Where were you when the plane took off, fool? Plane took off. I was there.
He missed the flight.
I was there. I was in the cockpit.
He watched the Knicks. He was in the cockpit.
What's the back of the plane called? What's the back of the plane called? The name of the name?
The tail.
But right. I put on the wing.
Where they keep all, the food and drinks at? That's where I was.
He's in the back of the plane.
You were in the galley. He was in the galley.
We were all in the back of the plane.
No, we was in the coach. Out.
We went to first class.
So you're an
international
lover,
huh?
Hi, son. Anybody ever fly first class before?
No.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit really do live up to the hype.
Yes, it does. You get drinks before you take off. Boom. They give you the drinks when you get on the plane. Have a drink. Okay, thank you.
No doubt. But you know how you can get those tickets cheap. You know if the plane is not full, they just wasting those seats. So you can get a quick upgrade for we got the upgrade for $50. So we went on a group trip to a cruise in the Bahamas and all that shit, right? And so when we was coming back. The flight attendant, whoever takes the tickets at the thing, you know, so she's like,
the ticket agent.
Yeah, so she asked us if we wanted to upgrade. She said, we can get you in for $50, $50 each, and you can fly first class. So we was right on that. You know, so we sitting in first class, chilling, already drinking, eating, and all of that shit, and everybody. The other 30 people that we went on the cruise with, they walking right past us. I started to stick my feet out, you know what I mean? I was flossing hard, you know what I'm saying?
You're the first one on the plane.
Yeah,
you want to embarrass them even more?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, because I was there. There was no way I was going to be humbling myself when I knew I was balling, you know, I was a airplane baller. It was hot.
No girls are like that.
So, yes, so you're an internet, so you're an international lover, son.
Nah, not really.
No?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to, all right, this is always back in the day. Like, when I was in college, my junior year, we had to do an internship, and we did the internship in Holland. So we spent 6 weeks in Holland and, you know, in Europe, all the country was close together. So, yeah, so my brother was stationed in Germany.
We
went over to Germany, kicked it with him 1 weekend. We went to Paris 1 weekend and all of that. But, you know, I mean, ain't nothing really jump off, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get the full European experience. I was close, you know what I'm saying? I was so close. But, you know, back then, I was meeting good girls, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, look, I only got you. I was already on my third week. I was mad thirsty.
Good girl.
It was kind of crazy because when I was over there, I met this chick. And you know, the chick over there looked just like regular black shit. Until they opened their mouth, it was like, wow, they speaking Dutch. And we're like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? But as far as the look is concerned, you know, we all the same worldwide, evidently. But she was real nice. She took me out to the club, and I mean, I never experienced nothing like this before. Because you know, she was like, all right, we're gonna go out, we're gonna have a good time. We went to the club. She paid for everything. Like, she wasn't rich or nothing like that. She just had her own crib and all of that. So we went back to her crib. I spent the night and all of that. But, I mean, the shit just never jumped off. I don't know. You know, take it back on it. Maybe the Red River was flowing or something like that, whatever. But, you know. But I never forgot her. She was all right, though. But I had such a good time then. That back in 99, I went back. Me and my girl that I was with at the time, we went on vacation to London because that's where I never got a chance to go. So we went over there.
You mean to tell me you were in Holland and you never got a chance to do the goddamn thing?
And never. Well, no, because, you know, like one thing, I don't know, for some reason, I'm real strict when it comes to prostitution. Like, I can't bring myself to do that.
No. I mean weed.
Oh, yeah, I smoke weed. But the thing is, back then, like, as a matter of fact, it was in Holland that I understood what it was like to get high off weed for the first time. Like, I've never really understood what all the hype was about because I was associating it too much with being drunk without actually drinking. And I realized that, no, it's not about all of that. So it was kind of crazy because, like, just like y'all played the Jamaican track, I could never understand none of that shit that they were saying. I started huffing. I'm like, oh, I understood everything. And like, wow. It was slow. Word by word. So, but, you know. But yeah, that's why I say I have unfinished business over there. But if you look at what I wrote in the chat room, if you look at what I wrote in the chat room, I was really asking how come there's more Jamaicans in the United States than it is in Jamaica. Like, American blacks can never pull that off. There's always going to be more American blacks in America than it is anywhere else. You know what I mean? We don't go nowhere else and populate like that. You know, we don't migrate. We don't go nowhere to stay unless we're on the run.
Yeah.
That's our rules. Like, at the end of the day, as much as people say they hate us, as much as people say they hate this place, they don't like this place, they wish it was some other place, we, you know, they hate our government, we got the best government.
Yeah.
I don't compare to the rest of the world.
No, we don't. No, we really don't. You know, that's the one thing I can honestly say. I do agree that we have the best way of living. You know, as far as the way that we live, it is the best. I mean, from the places I've been, it's the best. But as far as the government is concerned, nah, that we probably the worst. For real.
On that note, that's a whole nother conversation.
That's a whole other show.
Because I know we'll take us there. We want to say thanks to everybody
on this virtual vacation. Thank you, Brick, for dragging
thank
me
you,
and Black Support along in the rest of the game, even though you want to go by yourself.
and run away
from us. It is May 3rd, and this is the first installment of virtual vacations on the first Thursday of the month on Crush Grooves. I guess the next trip will be in June when we go to Louisiana. That's
yeah.
on Black Reporter
and
MAC. They got to represent.
And I will boil some crawfish so y'all can have some.
I don't know. I can't eat that. Why is he trying to kill me? We ain't even going nowhere yet. Already, you see? This is why I didn't want to go. Anyway, I might have to stay home. Messing with Black Support. I'll make sure
we get some plates because I don't eat it either.
Right.
I need chicken.
Right.
Well, we can find chicken. And
right. Gumbo without
like,
the shrimp, please. If y'all going to make gumbo, can y'all just make it with the sausage and not the shrimp? I'm just saying. Anyway, folks, once again, thanks everybody for tuning in to Crush Grooves. We'll be back here again tomorrow where me and Brick will be on air on cam. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the site to be at. Virtual Slum of Hardy Pillow Talk. Well, we'll be talking about the fascination of who's your daddy. Why do we like to call men daddy? And why do men like for us to call them daddy? And, you know, that's what we're talking about tomorrow night on Pillow Talk, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. You can give us a call, 805-830-8320. Once again, that website is phonefantasyradio.com. PhoneFantasyRadio.com. Monday, we have Brick House.
Brick House.
We're going to Brick House on Monday. Political. Political talk, right?
Political talk. We're going to talk about whether there should be an age limit on our elected officials. Is such thing as being too old to serve? Is there a time where they should just give up? Step aside and let the young man come in and take care of things? Is it too much when we have people 90 years old still sitting in these political seats? So we're going to talk about basically how is there such thing as too old to serve? Should there be an age limit? Is this age discrimination? We're going to tackle that on Monday.
Okay. And on Tuesday, we'll have True Crime once again. We'll be talking about the Stand Your Ground law. We'll be getting it about and all that good stuff. And son, you got a show on Saturday for Teen Fantasy to come invade.
Yeah. You know, always trying to show the research to show where adults come out thinking of adults. Something to do on a Saturday morning before you go out to something on a Saturday morning. Don't know the show topic right now. There's no way I can know it right now. Just no way. And what about your wedding mixer? Oh, that was last time.
Thanks for representing.
What?
You know
you
were there, right, Black Reporter?
Yes, I was. I was actually next Wednesday.
Oh yeah, but you know, it's over system show every Wednesday. You know what I mean? We'll cover that on Monday, Tuesday.
Okay.
Right. I thought that's what I was doing. Pardon. Black Reporter always got to take it a step further the wrong way. On that note, Black Reporter.
Good night.
Okay. Well, then, on that note, good night, everyone. See y'all tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern. Oh, it's all right. 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. We'll be back here for another wonderful episode of Pillow Talk. Brick, I hope you got your pajamas. Lady C, I hope that computer's up so you can get on cam with us. If you have a cam, you can come join us in the cam room. If you don't, you can just look at our beautiful faces. It's all good. You know, our lip gloss stay popping. Brick and myself.
Stay popping.
Popping. Lip stalk is popping. Lip stalk. Lip gloss.
That's lip gloss lips for you. Big old swollen lips. Anyway, my tongue is mad fat right now. I don't believe Black Reporter said he didn't want to do the outro. But anyway, bye, folks. See y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.